Tinani Tangbo Yigilas in Jamalopane Derbe Sertang, Disertang Mader Sertang, Madisan Tonyupata Mabate Tene Yigi Malopa Wikis also.
So, as we saw from the brief explanation, the first of these 10 points is concerned with letters, words, and phrases. In short, this point explains why and how language is meaningful in terms of communicating something to others. The root text says, when explaining this first point in detail, that language becomes meaningful when the letters and words come in a certain order in relation to people being accustomed to seeing these letters and words in that order. At that point, language becomes meaningful. For example, the spelling of a specific word, the letters in that word, in order to make sense, must come in a certain order that people are normally used to. And in this way, what one wants to communicate becomes clear. If the opposite is true, namely that the letters do not come in the order they usually do, at that point the word will no longer make sense because people are not accustomed to see a word with the letters in that order. So it is through coming in a certain order, which people are accustomed to, that words, phrases, and phrases have meaning or do not have meaning. So one should then be unmistaken with respect to language.
Tene tante tanda te yigi juzi ton 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 ba ten dewa yeba ton ton ba tang juzi ton ten dewa mebe cheba yore. Te jumsin karresena a. Yigi juzi ton ton ba tang. Juzi ton tang dewa mebe cheba yore. Ta tangbo de. Dewa yeba de mebe cheba. Tambo de Pigin. Tambo Jersey, you get the dane. You get the Jersey, eh? Jersey, you get the dane. Jersey, you get the nane. Corem manorval. Corem manorval. Corem manropar. Chigle chick Jason Dereva set down. Corem manorval. Chigle chick Jason Dereva. You ever set down. Deeper set, said you day. Yigil yakba da tela. Ton kang da yin ba lol and deeper ser ton yabate. Yigil ton yabatela karasena. Yigil kore manor war deva tang. Yigil tee juzi ton den deri sambal lol nam dog and deva yona. Tini yigil ton yabare. Yigil juzi ton tabare. Perna kandesena. Kawahi patavo, kawahi yoba kapso, yigi kata wa niyor. Yede yigi kata wa tava te kat kangun, tene wa jiri. Wa jisu se te kangun da wa jisu se pen dewa. Dewa juti, dewa te tava jubi te kawahi. Jubitse, Deva said the Jubitse, Dungdek Sijite, Dong the Pate Cavins in Ide, Dungdek Ton Sepe, Mubo Kang in Bate, Cover Sije, Tele Dote, one moon that catches Jeba in a Waka Sigro, Waka Sijona, one moon that catches Sepa, Waka Hijona, yeke kata wa ni che kwa re te yin yang derwa me par jopa wa ka ki jopa am yang nan derwa me par te ni so so se ne ka se te wa se so so ko ni derwa me par jo na so so char te jo na ton te kom ni la te ne tan da derwa Deva do the Jeva than Deva cut her to Jeva ina, don't the move of the comet over there. Comanilla.
So, in the letters and words express something, point to something which is to be understood by the person one is talking to. Now, in order for the meaning of what one tries to say is to be understood, then there must be a certain order of the letters which form a word that the person listening is used to relate to, accustomed to. At that point, language will be meaningful, since then through language one can communicate with others. For example, there is the Tibetan word kawa, which means pillar kawa. In English. The Tibetan word then consists of two letters. If two Tibetan people are speaking together, then these two letters must come in that order, since the person one is speaking to is used to that. Otherwise, if the order is reversed and one says waka, the person listening will not think of a pillar when the other person is speaking to him. So there has to be a certain order of the letter which the person listening is used to. If that is the case, language will be meaningful. The person, upon hearing this word, will immediately think of something that supports a beam. A pillar has that function, it supports a beam. So when hearing the word kawa, where the letter ka comes first and the letter wa after, the person who is listening will understand what one is speaking about. So, in terms of language being meaningful, there has to be a certain order which then forms a word that the person one is speaking to is used to, accustomed to. Also, if when speaking one would make a pause between the two letters, again what one wants to communicate would not become clear.
That's awesome. Then maze teta wonderwa gupa maze Mase yige teni katawai yige teni tetar kubet date kawahi kubet date donde geton se bungubet dai bar kawahi bet da mente donde doma doman de per se bungubet dai bar nani dipe nani dipe namto yba kawahi bet date donde geton se pe Mubo te da me par hippe comdi epe, pepper tau depe poja man on the pepper man on la dati, kava hippe dati, don de quiton de cover siche, de cot over it, comdi, tarun dig over it. Deriva yepa sanji pingamare, kava si, corre manner, but lava sanji pingamare. Kawa hibe date, don de bungobo te me ebe comdi eba, nam do eba di cobre. Yor hibe me, yor yemba tene yorob de mi tetar tetar mogobe tetar mogobe yeno yor yenda gmo ke kawa shine jo ona dongde ke tenji jingo bo de ko to go mare kayan ko go mare te yeno tina tina dinder ni le da de ton yo patang pena kawa ta ni yige te derba yo patang da te tan da te jo bu yo ni derba nam do yo ba yo na da te ton yo patang kawa ye ba te da te le ton yo ba re ton da yo ba re jo je ton te ko to bu re te le do te derba tan dipa mina derba tan dipa mina Mandir was set a mandi beset, yege tom mabao. Dinder mina yege candidate lana, tom mabare, juice, tom kayan koto wim. Oh, yeah.
Again, in terms of if one then considers this Tibetan word kawa, which means pillar, that word has meaning for a Tibetan person or someone who knows the Tibetan language. When the two letters that constitute this word come in that specific order, then the person listening will understand something that, for example, supports a beam, which is the function of a pillar. Now, the person listening also must be used to hearing this word, must be accustomed to this specific word in this specific language, at this time Tibetan. The word kawa would have no meaning at all for a person coming from another country that doesn't understand Tibetan. So for words or language to be meaningful, the letters that make up a word must come in a certain order, and the person listening must be accustomed to that word in the context of the specific language. Otherwise, it's just a sound without meaning. Therefore, the text says it is when there is a specific order of the letters, and the person listening is accustomed to that language, to the words of a specific language, that language becomes meaningful in terms of communicating something to other people.
Tetar chorkin tokpa tene, tetar yeke la derwa tan dipa yona, derwa tan dipa ni yona, yuzu ton ko topa. Kotopate Nandola Raleigh. Tenin deva than deba mina, juice ton co matopa. Co matopate, ton rankum ovitini, tanta yigi, tanton and deva kaya mevare. Ton rangitini, kata wa ni da don de potenzi jingabo, don de pa poteni la put and deva kaya mevare. Tetar Tokwa te, yigi lesin je malo bare. Yigi ton, yigi jyoyzu ton toksor te, te la sin je malo pa manor bare. Sin je malo pa te. Yigi nam je dale, yigi nam je dale ton kochor, kochor ne. Yigi dale ton kochor de kare resa na kobe chor ne. Te tar jivu tokpe, jivu tokpe, jivu nam tokpe, rewa sardo se hen. Takwa chan. Le inje. Give it to Queen Devasa the Sekin Takwa Sam Le, Yigi Namje, Yigi, Yigi Namje, Jose Tonte Kova Inji. Ming don't rank him over. Kava Hippe, Ming Tetang, Dom de Pengobo Tini, Movu Deva Meba, Movo Rank Tini Deva Kayan Mevare. Katan Wa Hippe, Da Tetang, Dom de Pe. Mubo teni la, ton ranga ngowam, ne logro, mame teni deva kaya mebare. Deva meba. 대답은 얘기를 돈 독초를 얘기를 띠는데 돈 독부초를 신제 말로 받는 바바이나 얘기 돈 독초를 신제 말로 받는 만을 바래 대다르 마인바 까바히페 얘기 암다 대당 돈데 붙은지 지금 뭐 되니 돈 랑게 되는 데와 여바는 제나 tene te yike la sinje lo pare te dar sinje lo le do te tene pena yike kawa ki beta te ni ke derwa tan de ba yo na dendi yo na ton to pe to pa te nam do la ra le ke kawa ki beta te ta don de pa ni ton ra si ya mo wi te ni Deva Kaya Mepa. Tetar Tinla Papa. Tinla Papa Antona, you get a Sinja Malopare. Yeah.
So, to understand what was just mentioned, then results in an unmistaken understanding of language and the function of language. As was said, the order of the letter and the person one is speaking to being accustomed to the words that one is pronouncing will result in meaningful communication. Though one should understand that in fact a word is just a name that refers to something. For example, the Tibetan word kawa, as we saw, means pillar in English, that refers to an object which has the function of, for example, supporting a beam. In actual fact, the name and what it refers to have no connection whatsoever. They are two separate things. If one considers the actual nature or relationship between a name and what it refers to, understanding that names and what they refer to actually have no relationship is also included in this point. Where a correct understanding of language and its function is being explained. So one should acquire a definitive understanding of this So, names and what they refer to then are connected through conceptual processes. Upon hearing a certain name, the person listening will immediately, if accustomed to that word, think of what it refers to. One should then understand that it is conceptual mind that makes this connection, and in this way language becomes meaningful in terms of communicating something to others. Though, as was said, in actual fact there is no connection, no real or actual connection between the name and what it refers to.
Jesus mean tang mean ten jo pe jese ton teni ton rang ka ngau ten ne deva ye par zena hina tene yege la sin je lo pare yege jesa ton so te no pare tele do te tene yege ton ton so te yege ton ton so te deva tang dipa la ra le pe nam do la ra le pa tang Don Ranga Movi Tini, Jesus and Jesus, Minda Ton and Deva Mepa Te Tona, Tini Yegela, 이게 돈 doctor 신제 말로 말해.
If one were to believe or think that a name and what it refers to are actually connected, then one is mistaken with respect to one's understanding of language and the way which language functions. So one should develop an understanding of the opposite, namely that it is by means of conceptual processes that a connection is established between a name and what it refers to, and therefore it is independent upon conceptual mind that language becomes meaningful in terms of communicating with others. In actual fact, there is no real connection between a name made up of letters in a certain order and what it refers to. To understand that is then to be unmistaken in one's understanding of language and its function.
Dele se jete yegi la sinje malo bandele sancho samba namla jarve se po sancho samba da sama namla tambe tondo se jete ton tambar de jeper sabe ton tang tarbe to kwa rab de jeo de ton jeba te tani samta namdo gore ma to ton tambar tene dai jeze de jeper sabe ton tang tarbe to kwa jeo ton tambar dai jeza yo mare dai jeza lende par jeza dan jezi jezi ni dewa me par de jeper sa ton da trebe to ba jeo to to ton de sa
jen ri
te nam to ji
te nam to le de
pa mara me Sajinjo, tong tang tao to pa ti. To pa yo na yan ti.
Yo
na yan ti ma. Ah. Sajinjo, yo na yan ti ma. To
So, in terms of practicing Bodhisattva, in the context of what was just explained, then the Bodhisattva realizes or has realization of that the word itself and what it refers to are not connected ultimately. The ultimate is beyond words, names and concepts.
Chitang dra jyupa kapsu jyuza tang jyuzi ni la pe na me ki jyupa yi na me ki jyupa dra ransi me ki jyupa dra ransi pa am chok goya yawate dra ransi pare tsa ki sikpa te ton ransi pare dra ran chen tan ton ran chen ni la de wa kan ya ma de dra ran chen tan ton ran chen dra tang bo dra ran chen tan ton ran chen ni de tene nam to ngo la khar be dra che tan dra yin nam ba tan ton che nam ba che chen chen ji ni ye bo ye se do
So, words made up of letters then point to something, refer to something. So, a name then refers to a certain object. Now, if one considers the word fire, when that word is pronounced to somebody, at first the person listening will generate an ill consciousness that non-conceptually perceives the sound of the word. So there is a direct perception of the sound of the word. Then in terms of the object itself, in terms of fire, then fire refers to something which is hot and burning. That's the function of fire. In terms of the process of perceiving and conceptualizing, at first there is a non-conceptual direct perception of the object, where it's not yet labeled by conceptual mind as a fire. So to begin with, one has a direct perception of the sound of the word fire as it is pronounced, together with the perception of the object, that is a direct or non-conceptual perception of that which is hot and burning. Once that has occurred in one's mind, that is immediately followed by conceptual mind labeling what is heard and what is seen. In this case, the word fire is heard, at which point the conceptual mind relates to a conceptual image of fire, which has nothing to do with the actual fire itself. So it is conceptual mind that makes the connection between these two, the word and the object, and in this way the person listening then comes to have a conceptual idea of what fire is. The conceptual image of fire being something which is hot and burning arises in mind.
Tēnā mē kē pē tā rāng tēn tē nāba nāma kē jī jō yō rē. Tōng rāng tēn tā kē sē pā tē lū kē jī rē zā rē. Tēnē wāng kē sō sū yō rē kōng nī lē dērvā kāyā mē bā rē. Mē bā dērvā mē bā tēyā tō lē lā wā yō rē.
So as was said, the sound of the word fire is perceived by an ear consciousness. And the fire itself, something hot and burning, is an object of one's body consciousness. It is the body which would feel or have a sensation of something hot and burning. Now, these two sense consciousnesses are separate, have no actual connection. It is conceptual mind that makes this connection. At first, when hearing a sound or encountering an object, there is a non-conceptual perception of whatever is heard or seen. Immediately, upon this first moment of non-conceptual perception, the conceptual mind then labels what is perceived, and in this way the connection between the name of something and the object itself is made.
The kone tanda me ke pdra tang sa ki se kwa ni dewa me pa te kar ra sana dry se pa ta mata pa ta wo ngo wo ta ke dewa yan yo ma re dewa la ngo wo ta ke dewa ta tel te zo ma dewa ni yo Make a dratte tongue, psychic what nibote, deva meva carres and an old dagging deva that tilletes on a deva niga yomar. Dratan, de sepa, the de matabani, secagarimato, moche quarava, ten, and him old dagging deva yan yomare. Tilletes on a deva mele toasoa, toa mele soa tavo, jumreje deva yan yomare. Conil and deva kaya yomare. There are many young non-dog drivers.
Now, there are only two types of connection between things. For things to actually be connected, they have to either be of the same nature or there has to be a causal relationship, a cause which gives rise to a certain result. For example, the two qualities, compounded and impermanent, are of the same nature. Something compounded is necessarily impermanent, and that which is impermanent is necessarily compounded, even though they are two different words. What they actually refer to is the same. So these two qualities are of the same nature. So that's an example of a connection established in terms of things having the same nature. Then there is the second sort of relationship, a causal relationship. For example, from a fire, smoke will be produced. So the fire is the cause of the effect, the smoke. So fire and smoke are causally related. They have this relationship. If one then considers the word fire, the sound of the word fire, and fire itself being something which is hot and burning, there is no actual connection. The sound of the word fire is not of the same nature as what it refers to, in this case something hot and burning. Also, one does not give rise to the other, so there is also no causal relationship between the two. Therefore, the sound of the word fire and what it refers to, something hot and burning, are completely unrelated. It is conceptual mind that makes a connection between the two, that establishes a connection between the two. In actual fact, there is no connection.
Then that me he pa am jo ge te pa dra ran se ta cha ki se pa don ran se ni re teni me sa na nam do ge na ke me hi je pa ka so me sa be nam do la ki kya gre te dra che re cha ki se pa te na ba dra che me hi pa dra am jo ge te ya te dra ran se re me sa ne Dratan to Banando Licare, de Drages, Drai Kid. Tigis about the Tona, Tinre, Tigis about Namba Long on the Caravate, a me to inkit it. Dam mea, mea ranty, Drajet tongue, Dra ranty tongue, Drajin y kick the court. Navi, Navi Nam Hila Caravet, Dra ranty, Tetang, Tong of Nam Dong on the Caravet, Dra. Drachi ni te kek dun thor. Tene lukhi je rizar kyo pe tsaki sikpa te tang namdo ngon lakhyar pe tsaki sikpa mei namba ni te ni don ran chi tang don je tang don ran chi ni kek dun thor te tene namdo ke dreva zo vir.
So, as we saw in the processes of perception and conception, there is at first a moment of non-conceptuality followed by a conceptual mind labeling what is perceived in a non-conceptual way. So there is the word, the sound of the word, for example fire, which is perceived, directly perceived by an ear consciousness. Then there is the thought fire upon hearing this sound, at which point conceptual mind labels what is heard, names it fire, conceptually relates to the word fire. Then there is the fire itself, as we saw, on a non-conceptual level, that's merely something hot and burning. When one, for example, touches the fire with one's hand, one will have a sensation of something hot and burning, immediately that sensation is labeled by conceptual mind, at which point a conceptual image of fire is produced. So there is the object itself and the conceptual image of it. So here we can see that conceptual mind then confuses what actually takes place and sees these two aspects as one only. There is no awareness of that there are two separate stages that in actual fact have nothing to do with one another. There is no actual connection between the two. So the conceptual image of an object and the object itself in actual fact are not connected. It is conceptual mind which mistakenly sees the connection between the two.
The conceptual image
of it. We have the sound of the word fire and the image produced when relating conceptually to the sound of that word. Then again, there is the actual object, that which is hot and burning, and the conceptual mind relating to it by labeling it as a fire, at which point a conceptual image occurs in the mind, is produced.
So, once the conceptual image
has occurred, at that point there is no awareness of these two being two separate things. Conceptual mind sees these two, the actual object and the conceptual image, as the one and same thing. There is no awareness of there being a separation between the two.
Tenin de kar chembo re kar se na yigela sinche malo pate ya po ji hin nam to chur chur ya po ha ko bu.
So there is still the manifestation of appearances, there is the presence of appearances, in this case perceived and perceiver, or subject and object. So there is also understanding of that there is presence of these appearances, though they do not exist as they appear to exist. Through that, then, the limited viewpoint of there being no existence whatsoever is eliminated.
Tatsi kangpa sima ni tetar tene tonla malopa yoda meba nambar panghi pa tsi kangpa ni ti nangya denbar madopa tokwa te sinje malopa tonla sinje malopa yinpa jumsi ni denbar. tajur kona
jonsen
tembar nanya tembar mado pa de se ka ba ni tin so nanya tembar zumze ni so nanya ni se tembar mado pa to ba te don la sin je malo ba yin be jonsen je ba tajur kona don la sin je malo ba yin ba Jesus told us in the man of
So, as we saw, there is then understanding of that though phenomena manifest, they lack inherent existence. So, there is the presence of phenomena. These appearances then are understood to lack reality. Such realization then relates to realizing the actual or ultimate nature of existence.
When Tata Natsur Zungze Ninanke Zungze Nisu Nama Yere Tata Zungze Nisu Nama Te Malan Yinto. Zonze niso nana ya niso madrope ngihi yona tene tonle sinje malo pare.
So, if one relates that to one's present experience, in the present, we all then experience perceived and perceiver. There is this apparent duality. Now, if there is understanding of that in actual fact, there is no real duality. These two, perceived and perceiver, are not two separate entities in the same way as perceived and perceiver in a dream are not actually two separate entities. If one has a definitive understanding of that, it means that one has an unmistaken understanding or realization of the actual nature of things.
Tene tate zunze niso nama te nama tate demba trobar hemba yina zunze nimi lang ihi meba latin te tene lanto namba zunze nimi je namba madobi ihi te chetogumare.
On the other hand, if one lacks that understanding or realization, if one doesn't have a definitive understanding of that in actual fact, perceived and perceiver are not separate entities, if one believes that these two exist as they appear to exist, namely as separate things, then one is mistaken with respect to the actual nature of things, and as a result, one will not be able to give rise to non-conceptual wisdom in the context of the practice of Vipassana or superior insight. One will not realize that in actual fact this type of duality has no true existence.
Tata jurko na tate zungze zungze ninanga nawan dela zungze niso nawa tardo Dembar himbe, Kanza lechichin. Zunze nimi, the number madobe, hitiver minute, Zunze nimi la, Zunze nila, Dembar himse.
Now, if one considers an individual that takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities, then that individual will not be able to give rise to non-conceptual wisdom, since this person believes that perceived and perceiver experienced in the present exist as two separate and real entities.
Take the kind of thing that is in a Zungzin Tade to Denbari Hembe Tensei Ki. tātār jī zhūngzhī nī lā dēmbar khēmbā tēncē kī zhūngzhī tātē tā dēmbar khēmbā zhūngzhī tātē tā dēmbar khēmbā tēncē kī tātār jī nāvā lā tātār jī nāvā tātār jī zhūngzhī tātē tā nāvā lā nāvā tā tā dēmbar khēmbā kāngzā lā tēnē zhūngzhī Zungzi nis mai ba nambar mato ba yiki kye mato bar tengre.
So that statement then points to or shows that an individual or a person that takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities will then not be able to give rise to non-dual and non-conceptual wisdom, where it is realization of that present appearances, that is of subject and object, do not exist as they appear to exist, namely as two separate entities.
Yang tajo tatar je zungze ni so nawate tatar je zungze ni so nawate nawata to mado par to ba kanza chiji kanza le chiji zungze ni me ji hi che war nu te zungze ni so me ba lang hi ten bo yes
on the other hand if one considers an individual that has realization of that Proceed and perceiver are not two separate entities, that individual is able to give rise to non-conceptual wisdom, non-dual and non-conceptual wisdom, since this person has a definitive understanding of, or a definitive realization of, that subject and object do not exist as two separate entities.
Dele zungzhen dan trabe tokpa cheo. De ta tonla sinche malo pa tonla sinche malo pa dele tin te dele tene zungzhen ni dan trabe tokpa chegre. Nambar ma tokpa chegre.
So, an unmistaken understanding of the actual nature of things then produces realization which is free from duality, so an individual with such understanding will realize that subject and object do not exist as two separate and real entities.
Do dona ta lang tong se che number mato bi hi che go gre che ni pa de number mato bi hi che wa la te ni zung zi ni mi lang hi zung zi ni mi lang hi a yi chi tem bo me na Tene zungzhi ni lindebe nambar madobi hikye madobore.
Now, in brief, in terms of the practice of vipassana, superior insight, the aim of this practice is to attain non-dual and non-conceptual wisdom. Such wisdom is authentic superior insight or vipassana. Such wisdom cannot arise unless the practitioner has a definitive understanding of that subject and object do not exist as two separate entities.
Tene zungze ni su nana ya ni su maro pe pe ya ki te malam re malam ki pe le ya ni yandu samu tamu.
Now, in order to give rise to such an understanding, one should make use of the analogy of a dream. That's a very good method for bringing about an understanding of that perceived and perceiver do not exist as two separate entities, even though one normally is under the impression that these two are separate.
ti juzi yegela sinje malo bchu ina ne juzi yegela sinje malo batam juzi ton kunta rangi me bal sinje malo bni de dortu kito bai.
So this then concludes a brief explanation of the two points from among the ten that are to be explained. These two, as we saw, relate to an unmistaken understanding of language and its function, as well as an understanding of the actual nature of things. An understanding of that what is expressed have no real or actual existence. What is expressed by words is merely a conceptual
layer.
Now, relative appearances do not have any actual existence. They are only names or conceptual labels. They only have conceptual existence, no actual existence or ultimate existence.
Tenen kolo somba derhi nyingbo tenben dodi gondong yendong tadu sena tenen namto namto te yewon re namto ge takpo yor te kenda re namto ge ne lok zungzi ni ji tong ba wo sa te yong do re ten da wo si ja
then there is the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma and the teachings presented at that point they mainly relate to the teachings on the Buddha nature these teachings being elucidated in the Chantong system. Now here three aspects or levels of existence are presented in this particular system. One speaks of dependent phenomena being any consciousness. Now, consciousness is said to be a dependent phenomenon since it is the outcome of the coming together of causes and conditions. Thus, it has no independent existence. It's a dependent phenomenon. Now, the objects of consciousness have no existence at all. They are merely conceptual labels. That is the second aspect or level. Then there is the third, which relates to the true nature of mind, which is free from duality, which is empty of duality, where one sees perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities. So it is luminous mind, empty of such duality, referred to as being perfectly existent.
Then malam je pete jana, pena malam to dravi malam tam, dravo to kono sabayina. Ta malam je kapso dravo sabat namdo te yewang re, te pakhal tein te namdo te rawa me bhikhwa re. Namdo ti takwe drive namba drive zog ye namba tela drive ho sam na pa takwa te kunda re namdo ko takpa re namdo ti ngorje ngor kya be drive namba te drive yin be jun tin cha ni yo ma re yin ya pa kya ge to ge de ne namdo de ji ne drive ho sam na pa takpa re te drive te kunda re drive ho sam be namdo de Yemane Pakyak top the song. Namdo te ne look te
Now, if you dream of an enemy towards whom you feel anger, then the thought of this person being an enemy is then an example of a dependent consciousness. You think of this person you dream of as an enemy due to certain habitual patterns in your mind. These habitual patterns produce the thought, this is an enemy. So that is the thought or concept itself, which is a consciousness. Then there is the object to which that consciousness refers. Consciousness then conceptually labels the person dreamt of as an enemy. So this form, the shape which is a person in the dream, is then the referent of that concept. That referent of the concept itself has no existence whatsoever. Then there is merely a conceptual label. Then there is the third aspect, which is the true nature of the concept itself. That then refers to the union of clarity and emptiness, which, according to this school of thought, is said to exist on an ultimate level. It is therefore referred to as being perfectly existent, meaning it has ultimate existence.
Tena zongzhe ni ji tongba de ya sem san ji lok da oma ran dong ge lok da yin dong ge lok da jia zhe ji che ba ye le xie ji che ba.
So emptiness free from duality is viewed in different ways by these different schools of thought, the mind only school and so on. So the ultimate is then asserted differently in different schools of thought. It's not the same.
No, then. Akusun. Very good. Okay, you don't know something. Then it's a way.
Yes, the state of non-duality, mm-hmm. Does it mean that he has he's liberated his Buddhahood, or what is the relation between the realization of non-duality?
Well,
if non-dual or non-conceptual wisdom is perfected, then that is equivalent to Buddhahood. But merely attaining a state where a state of non-dual wisdom, which has not yet been brought to perfection, is not equivalent with attaining.
Now,
according to the Shentong system, then non-dual wisdom is synonymous with the true nature of mind. They are the same in that system.
Then the number of the Yihin Tseni, but Tony Munson to talk about Satan, but to because the number of the Yihin on the jewelry.
Now, when one attains the first bhumi, the first level of a bodhisattva, at that point there is direct